This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Fitness and Nutrition Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today we are visiting with Joanna Hodaraska, a nutritionist, swim instructor, triathlete coach, and competitive triathlete. She is the founder of Nutrition in Motion, specializing in personalized nutrition programs for health-minded individuals, athletes, and triathletes. She works with real foods and incorporating healthy nutrition for your everyday living so you can gain better health, strength, and fitness. Joanna, good morning and welcome to eHealth Radio.
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for coming out this morning to talk about how we can be more fit and healthy and eating better. So what do you consider to be a healthy lifestyle?
A healthy lifestyle is going to be a little bit different for every person, but it should include healthy food, eating clean, and we'll get into that more a little bit later. The right kind of exercise, the right kind of sleep, the right amount of exercise and sleep, and basically being able to do that every day. And it should be something that you don't feel stressed about. You know, we're trying to minimize stress, not increase stress. But part of that healthy lifestyle is to incorporate all of these positive attributes and try to be able to do it every day, not just once in a while.
What is the biggest misconception about eating healthy? You hear so many ideas, but I'm sure we've got some big misconceptions to talk about here.
Well, the biggest misconception about healthy eating is that it's really hard to do. And in this society where it's a lot of convenience foods and a lot of running around, it can be more challenging in that regard. But it just really is taking that first step and saying, okay, these are the five or six things that I want to do. How about if I just do one at a time and conquer one? And that becomes a lot easier to start incorporating one change that is healthy. And then as you get good at that one healthy thing, then you choose another one. And then by the end of the year, end of 2 years, you're healthier than you were when you started. But it's always getting that start and where to start, which is where nutrition professionals like me come into play, because we help you put that program together and help you put the details together so you can do it every day. And so then it's not this huge hurdle, and healthy eating can be actually attainable.
Well, how does one embark or even begin on a healthy lifestyle program?
Similar to what I just mentioned, first you have to identify what it is that you want to accomplish. I just actually wrote an article talking just about that, and I gave 7 to 10 examples of things that are considered healthy. Okay, eating more clean foods, eliminating the toxic chemicals in the house, increasing the water, getting better sleep, minimizing the stress. These are all things, you know, trying to incorporate a new grain every month or every week, or trying to incorporate a new vegetable. Finding new recipes. Maybe it's just learning how to cook. These are all things where, okay, list the things that you want to accomplish and then just pick one. And if you need help to actually put those together, that's where you start to look at a health professional, be it a nutrition coach, a nutritionist, registered dietitian, somebody who can actually help you put that plan together. But you have to be able to come up with that list first to say, this is really what I want to do.
Today we are joined by Joanna Hodaraska, the founder of Nutrition in Motion, specializing in personalized nutrition programs for health-minded individuals, athletes, and triathletes here on eHealth Radio's Fitness and Nutrition Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Why would someone need help and hire a nutrition coach like yourself?
Well, one of the reasons people hire me is because they do feel overwhelmed, so they don't know where to start. So I help them put that plan together of making one change, maybe two changes at a time, something that they can actually do in the course of the ongoing weeks and be able to incorporate those changes into their lifestyle. Everybody's lifestyle is a little bit different, and it's the hardest part is change. So if I can give them the explanation of why they're making the change, plus give them the actual ideas and how to incorporate those changes into their schedule, I make it a lot easier for them to actually make the changes. So one of the reasons why people hire me is also to be accountable, because you need to have that support group, but you also need to have somebody to say, okay, this isn't working. Can you help me? You know, where am I struggling? Where am I trying to figure it out? And that's where I come into play as well, is I help my clients sort through all the misinformation that's out there and try to incorporate what they need for their condition and what is the priority, where do we start, and I create that roadmap for them. So that is one of the reasons why people choose a nutrition coach, is to help them actually make it easier and be more accountable so that they actually will do it.
What makes you different than other health coaches out there in the marketplace?
I actually was talking to another nutritionist just yesterday, and she had said, you know, the one thing I really like about you is you give the healthy plan, but you bring it back to practical. So you give the practical ideas of how to incorporate into people's scenario. So everybody usually goes to a nutritionist and gets the food diaries, the things to eliminate. My whole idea is I get to help you choose new foods, and you get to be adventurous. This is where you learn to how your body works with the foods that you're eating. I'm helping you connect the dots on how you feel based on the foods that you're eating. And once you can make the connection, then it's much easier to eliminate the foods that are causing distress in your symptoms and incorporate more food that give you energy and vibrancy. And that's what it's really all about. We all want to feel good. So why do we eat foods that are going to make us feel tired or sick or sleepy? We want to just eat the foods that actually make us feel energized and vibrant. So what I do is help incorporate what you can do and not talk about the things that you're not supposed to do. And I also walk the walk, talk the talk. So that makes it easier, because people see me and say, well, if she can do it, I should be able to do it too. So I have a little added pressure of I have to be the example. So, but I bring it down to your level and help you incorporate it on a daily basis, because if it's not a plan you can live with, it's not the plan for you.
I'm sure our listeners want to be in contact with you. Where can they do that? And not only to be in contact with you, to also get more information about your services and anything related to the topic here today.
They can get more information on my website, which is www.nutrition-in-motion.net. And I'm also on Facebook and LinkedIn. So those are my primary contact locations.
Joanna, if you could, what one thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion?
My one tip that I would give in conclusion would be to just take it one step at a time and start reading food labels. Because once you start reading the ingredients list, you might change your mind on what it is that you're actually purchasing and eating. Basically, you are what you eat. So if you eat junk, you're going to feel like junk.
And that certainly makes a lot of sense. Informative, and good to know that you're out there and can help others get on track, be healthy, eat right, be fit. We've been talking with Joanna Hodoroska, a nutritionist, swim instructor, triathlete coach, and competitive triathlete. She is the founder of Nutrition in Motion, specializing in personalized nutrition programs for health-minded individuals, athletes, and triathletes. She works with real foods and incorporating healthy nutrition for your everyday living so you gain better health, strength, and fitness. And the website of reference, once again, is nutrition-in-motion.net. Joanna, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric, for having me. Enjoy your day.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Fitness and Nutrition Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.